morphine!
I shrieked up, starting.
Get thee back into the tempest and the night Plutonian shore! No, leave no black plume as a token of the lie thy soul has spoken! Leave my loneliness unbroken! Quit the bust above my door! Take thy beak from off my heart and take thy form from off my door!
Quoth the raven.
Nevermore.
Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door,
quoth the raven.
Nevermore.
Why, you little...
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Hey, we're Girl Dad, and you listen to
CFRC
101.9 FM.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo for Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Hi, I'm Caroline.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
We're the good lovelies.
We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right.
Yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
Spit it out. You're a big boy. Use your big boy words.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You never heard of a knuckle puck?
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Ain't no rules that the dog can't play basketball.
Like the guy said, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
A Jose Canseco bat? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ain't no rule says a dog can't play basketball.
I'm sure. Actually, you know, I wonder if there is.
There must be. We'll find out. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And my name is Vinny.
Vinny the Thrill, our resident sports extra. Where is it? Wait for it. Yeah, screaming in with the sports report right here on CFRC. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Welcome back, Vinny the Thrill.
I just didn't feel in that. Feeling that brass.
It's a good sound. Don't get me wrong. I like it a lot. However,
it's been a long time.
It is coming up on Halloween though. So
dare I change the dang bed music to make it spooky.
How about Fabio Frizzy with okay. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Give it to me, zombie. There we go.
Excellent.
All right. So if you are still trying to catch up from your marathon of a baseball game there a few nights ago.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I'm still trying to figure out which way is left. But man, what a World Series. I think for anybody that follows baseball and you know the odds. And if you didn't, you could look it up before the series started. And obviously the Dodgers were heavy favorites.
Oh, yeah.
The Jays didn't stand a chance. And I think that's pretty obvious. And I think it's surprising everybody, right? I think that they've outplayed LA in almost every category. But 18 and I passed out.
This
woke
was,
up.
This was two nights ago for the listeners that may not have been aware while their coworkers were tired.
Crazy. You'd wake up. I wake up to get ready for the day, and the game's like they're talking about the game like it just ended, and lo and behold, it did just end.
So how many innings was it?
18. That's two freaking games, bro.
Two games.
Two.
And it ended at what, like 3:30 in the morning?
It was crazy. It was just insanity. But, you know, what a marathon. It just goes to show, like, not only the endurance of some of these high-level athletes.
Yeah.
But, like, the strategy that goes into the game from the manager's, you know, perspective and all leadership and every level of a team, whether it's your team physicians and trainers and everybody, you know, to make that marathon happen while knowing you still have to play in like 9 hours, right? Like,
exactly. So last night's game, was it nearly as long as the one before?
It was a standard game, but this time, the Toronto Blue Jays walked away victorious, defeating the Dodgers 6-2. Tying the series up at 2. Vladdy had a nice 2-run home run.
Oh, good.
Off Shohei, which felt really, really nice.
Oh, is that the word when Vladdy put on his cool jacket in the dugout?
Yeah, they always, every time the Jays players hit the home runs, they have the home run jacket.
Nice.
You know, it's nice. It's going to head back while he stays in L.A. That'll be for tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
That'll be a big game 5. And then we bring it home and then it's,
Halloween night.
Could you imagine Halloween World Series Championship?
There better be some good costumes.
Are you kidding me?
That's going to be a wild night in Toronto.
They're going to decorate the entire Sky Dome?
Yeah.
Oh.
They could paint the top of it like a giant pumpkin.
Just a big bird's nest.
Yeah.
Or a blue jay.
Yeah.
Hey, or something.
Absolutely.
But
like Q, the winged serpent.
I will say, so a couple key things, you know, looking back at the historic game there, that was it was a record tying 18 inning marathon, which matched the longest game in World Series history, which was also set by the Dodgers.
Oh my.
In 2018. And, you know, I don't want to say I jinxed the universe, Jeff, but I think I jinxed the universe.
Oh, what'd you do?
Before I went to bed, I remember Freddie Freeman was up to bat, and I remember watching last year when he hit that walk-off home run, and I just, like, thought, oh, he's going to do it, and he didn't.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and found out he did later on, so I apologize to all of Canada for that.
Well, we won't hold it against you too much.
The Dodgers have appeared in 3 of the 4 longest World Series games in history.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
what's going on with the Dodgers?
Something fishy going on in Los Angeles.
I smell a scandal.
I smell a scandalous.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, it's just, it's going to be great to come back home to the motherland of Toronto Blue Jays baseball in Canada and watching. I love this. This is great for everything that...
I think it's good because, like, the longer the games go, the more tired Shohei Ohtani gets, and it showed yesterday.
Yeah.
And then also, so they can use that strategy and...
He's too good. Don't kid yourself. He's the greatest baseball player in history.
That's true.
He is going to do this. Is his? We're all like, oh, look at him! He's falling apart. He's like, no! I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
So this mediocre performance, but still better than most of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Is his worst, and he's just going to come back and be like, no! I'm going to pitch every game the rest of the year.
And he will.
And he'll
kill it. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun series.
Let's go Blue Jays and the Leafs won too. So
right on. So if you're
and the Sens lost,
good stuff.
Anyways, keep going.
It's our year. So on to more pressing matters.
There are a lot of things spooky happening.
That's right.
In this surrounding area.
Halloween
is
coming
up. Some updates on some things that are going on.
Well, let's see. First and foremost, Halloween night, you can go to any bar in town and probably watch the Jays game.
There you go. Thank you very much.
No. So we've got a lot of cool events that are going on for Halloween. So we'll rattle off a few, I guess, other than the Jays.
Like, I don't care. I think that it's going to be weird. Like, I know it's a baseball game and I know it's Halloween, but like kids are going to be walking the streets by themselves.
That's right.
All the parents will be at the bars watching baseball.
We can merge them. If anyone's having a Halloween event, just put a TV on over the bar and put the J's on. So first and foremost, we've got Halloween at the Hotel. That is Friday, October 31st at 7 p.m. at Hotel Wolf Island. And if you want a chance to win free tickets, head on over to Salt Licked in Rapture's Instagram page and fill out their little form. Get entered in the draw. Or if you don't want to try your luck, just pay the mere bag of shells. It's $20 for a full night of psychedelic rock and Halloween activities. That, again, is Halloween at the Hotel on Friday, October 31st, Hotel Wolf Island. Things happening on the mainland at the RCHA Club on the 31st. We've got Halloween with The Change. Very good local band. Good rockers. I like it a lot. We've also got at Daft Brewing, they've got Spellbound Drag Show and Dance Party featuring drag icons Rowena Way and Bewitched. It's a good name for a Halloween drag show.
Fair.
We've also got the Haunted Mansion, the traditional party at the mansion with their $1,000 prize for best costume. Yeah. There's been some pretty, like, if you want to see some epic costumes, that's the place to go to.
All right.
The Haunted Mansion. We've also got Ambush at Overtime Sports Bar doing a Halloween bash out in the West End. We've got Halloween Party at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 560. Live band, come in costume, get ready to dance, come for the party of the year. What else we got? We got a burlesque show. Full Moon Masquerade is putting on a witchcraft and glamour-themed burlesque show at the Spire, Sydenham Street United Church. Amazing venue.
All right.
So that's $20 to $30, depending on where you sit, but that's a great way to start your evening. What else have we got there? We've got...
And the Blue Jays game is on, too.
And the... Oh, right! I forgot about that, yeah. We've got Rocket Surgery at the Toucan. We've got the Maduros at Timeout Bar. We've got Cry... Oh, no. Let's see. We got Cry Wank at Broom Factory, but I think that's the next day.
That's all right.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
It's a big, 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 big weekend. It's going to be a great one.
I think it's going to be fantastic. I'm taking the nieces out trick-or-treating on Friday night. That's going to be a lot of fun. Uh-huh. All my strata. What do you got going on there? What are you eating?
More candy.
Good. We're just feasting on Halloween candy.
It's going to be a great weekend. Kingston is a beautiful city for it. Get out, walk downtown. Lots of businesses usually hand out candy too.
So. Oh, totally. Yeah. It'd just be a great time to just get your buddies or just go by yourself and just have a good time. And before we get back to the tunes, though, we do want to give a shout out. Last set, we played a song from a Kingston band called Rogue Rising with their new single, Ouija. And Vinny, I know you got your mouth full of caramel right now, but do tell us, what's your connection to Rogue Rising?
I just put this all together. My daughter is a competitive gymnast, and her coach, today is her last day, I think. Today, you know, and... turns out that her coach is moving away to Toronto with her band. And it turns out that is her band.
That's her. That's
so that was Rowan
Picard.
Rowan, yeah, correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lead singer. Small world.
Very small world. So sad to see her go, but happy for their success. Because as you were listening, dear listeners, it was excellent. Mm-hmm. So check out Rogue Rising and their new single, Ouija. Or is it Ouija?
Youja.
Ah, we all ja. Right here.
We're ja.
Right here in CFRC. We're going to keep things moving and grooving.
We should, because nobody needs to hear us.
That's fine. Just the sound of you chewing for the next hour. We're going to hear from the Swingin' Phillies with Frankenstein Party. And then next break, we're talking nerd stuff.
Nerd stuff.
Right here
on CFRC.
shopping doesn't have to be a nightmare. Come to Partyland and save. 7 locations with prices so low, it's scary.
Life at last, salutations from the other side. I can see that you're the devil's pride. Do you realize that all of you don't need some home? Boy, you hate it, that was part of you. I'm your nightmares coming true. I am your crime. Life at last, sit and listen while the fun begins. Hearts are broken and the bad guys win. Sit and listen, all the cutting off is easy and it's isn't for a queasy or a weaker heart. Oh, you had better start. Oh, what is the time? From the evil that you created, getting horny and damn frustrated. What's different on one?
Frankenstein. Yesterday they were cold and dead. Today they're hot and bothered. No female is safe from the hideous plans as the prettiest captives are lured into the arms of artificially created men. There's no way out when dead beings must have live women. See Dracula versus Frankenstein, rated PG.
Growl.
it from me, it's really important to look good on Halloween. For example, if you're going as a ghost, don't wear a floral print sheet. And most importantly, be sure the eye holes are in the general vicinity of the eyes.
Candy in our mouth.
I'm on a sugar high right now.
Yeah.
Love it so much. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
My name is the Candy Man.
The Candy Man. Welcome back to CFRC. It's 101.9 Indie Wake Up. And what are you sampling right now, Vinny the Thrill?
Go away.
Yeah,
my nice. Candy.
Excellent. We just heard brand new stuff from Slater with 3 Y's. That was called Cannibalism. I know, it's good. Also in that last set, we heard from Round Robin with I'm the Wolfman. We had Ray Kennedy by way of Paul Williams with Life at Last from the Phantom of the Paradise soundtrack. And we opened it up with the Swingin' Phillies and Frankenstein's Party. Phantom of the Paradise always reminds me of the unsung heroes of Halloween cinema. Everyone talks about Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's the 50th anniversary. There's screenings at the screening room. Yada, yada, yada.
I can't do it.
But the movie that came out just the year before got sort of swept under the rug because of the fame of Rocky Horror Picture Show, Phantom of the Paradise. Another 70s rock opera, very gender-bending, very excellent soundtrack.
What do you call it? A ropera?
That's right. So I suggest if you want to find something different for Halloween, check out Phantom of the Paradise.
So I've been poking around and finding out,
poke.
Like, what are some of the musts for Halloween movies for you to watch every year?
See, I always do the classics, you know, your Shinings, your Exorcists, you know, your Night of the Living Dead,
yeah.
Which is always great. If you've got a kid that hasn't seen Night of the Living Dead yet, like, you're failing as a parent.
I agree.
This one, we're listening to the soundtrack for Christine. That's one I always have to watch. I have a little list, Vinny. I made a list.
Okay, give me a list.
So, for those that are just joining, this is the nerd segment. So my list is, if you've got kids and you want something family friendly that's kind of goofy,
okay,
you can find on YouTube the 1983 or 1985 made for TV ABC movie In the Midnight Hour, starring LeVar Burton.
Okay.
And it's about a bunch of teenagers that are trying to have a Halloween party, and it gets like crashed by monsters.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great.
It's very goofy and very fun, and LeVar Burton is effervescent.
Of course he is.
We've got another funny one that's a little more gory, Return of the Living Dead. It came out in the mid-80s, and it's about a group of teenage punks and a group of middle-aged men that all have to band together and survive over... It all takes place over one night, and it's a bunch of zombies. They're basically holed up in a medical supply warehouse and a crematorium with a cemetery in the middle.
Perfect.
And it's just like 80s punk rock magic.
Great.
It's got some great effects, yeah. You were talking about Nightmare on Elm Street off air.
Yeah.
I think the best one that a lot of people overlook, because there's so many of them and so many of them are, you know, garbage.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors.
Okay.
What happened was, when the first one came out, it was a massive success. And so the studio was like, oh my God, we got to get a sequel out now.
Quick.
So they took an existing horror movie that was already being made and they slapped Freddy Krueger on it. So Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is just like this rushed hack job. That's not very good. So Nightmare on Elm Street 3 is the legitimate sequel. It picks up the story of the original characters. It's got a great scene where Nancy's dad, played by John Saxon, fights a stop motion skeleton in a junkyard. Oh,
wonderful.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in that.
Okay.
It's got Rosanna Arquette, and it's got a big dude named Kincaid. I love Kincaid. So check out Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Monster Squad.
Okay.
Another one for the kids. But
that's a classic.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
I rewatched it recently, and it's got a lot of stuff in it that wouldn't fly in movies today.
Of course
today.
It wouldn't.
Like a lot of, like, you know, kids smoking and swearing and 80s stuff. But the soundtrack's fantastic, and it's a lot of good stuff. I love... Tough kid. He wears a leather jacket. He picks up a crossbow.
All tough kids wear leather jackets.
Oh, there's a vampire women coming at him, and he picks up a crossbow, and they're like, what are you doing, tough kid? He's like, I'm in the damn group, ain't I? He's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He starts shooting. It's great. And last but not least, I want to talk about Joe Bob Briggs had his 200th episode on last Friday.
That's right. Yeah,
it was
yeah.
their Halloween special. They had Guar on doing a live show.
Saying that.
50,000 gallons of blood they brought in
what?
For that. Yeah, it was. People got wet in the audience. But they played a movie that I had never heard of before. It came out this year. It was shot in Canada. Co-starred Will Sasso, of all people.
Okay.
Directed by Burt Reynolds and Sally Field's son, who is now a naturalized Canadian.
What is happening right now?
Yeah, he was on the Joe Bob special doing an interview. Now, go with me on this, Vinny. I want you to have an open mind about this.
My eyes are open.
The movie was called... Clown in a Cornfield. It delivered on the title, and I went into it thinking, what the heck is this? And I was blown away. I was very pleasantly surprised.
As you should be.
I don't want to give away the twist. I don't want to give away too much. But if you were looking for something new and fun and awesome, check out Clown in a Cornfield.
Well said. I mean, like, yeah. All right. That sounds like Jeepers Creepers, though, or something, right?
It's close, yeah.
So when I sourced out some information, I said, what's your staple?
Yeah.
And Trick or Treat.
Oh, yeah.
Came up.
Anthology horror from like 2009 with like Anna Paquin and a big cast. That's a great one.
Okay.
That's a really good one. I like that one a lot.
And I forgot, I recently watched one of the Fear Street trilogies. Remember they redid these recently?
Yeah.
And I think it was 1994. And that was a good, it's cheesy, the
nice.
Slasher, but it was well done. I was surprised.
I haven't done those yet.
Yeah. So those are kind of fun, but I'll have to watch Trick or Treat, apparently.
Trick or Treat's great. It's a ton of fun. The soundtrack's awesome. It was one of those movies where the trailer got released, and then because of some legal production issues, it took like 3 or 4 years for the movie to actually get released.
Okay.
So us nerds were salivating for that movie for a long time.
Waiting.
Yeah, but that's a good one. I like that one a lot.
All right.
Awesome.
I I did say that I have a soft spot for some of those cheesy slashers, but Freddy's just, he's good, man.
Freddy's great. Freddy versus Jason, fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great movie. And even back then, you're like, this is going to be trash. And now you're like, that was so good.
It was epic, yeah.
And the Hellraiser movies.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm watching those this year.
Good old Pinhead. They call me Pinhead. If you, dear listeners, if you want to check out Nightmare on Elm Street, go to the screening room. It's screening tonight at 9 and 9 o'clock.
Man.
Yeah. Classic. That one, that holds up. Like, that's fantastic.
It holds up like, yeah.
It's Johnny Depp's greatest performance.
Yeah, that's right.
It's fantastic. So, on to the nerd news. This is our nerd segment where we geek out about all things movie news and, you know, pop culture related stuff. We've got some celebrity birthdays and some headlines.
We've got celebrity birthdays.
That's the celebrity birthday song.
That's the song. Happy 54th birthday to the one and only Winona Ryder.
Oh, nice. From Edward Scissorhands.
That's right.
And The Crucible.
And Beetlejuice.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Lydia Deetz.
That's right. Happy 78th birthday to the man who fought the sharks, Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss. Nice. Yeah. Excellent. Krippendorf. No, yeah, it's the 50th anniversary.
You know, he's actually terrified of water.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been a tough shoot. That brings me to my first headline, actually.
Let's go.
Basically, the guy who composed the score for Jaws, what's his name?
That guy?
Johnny. Johnny Williams.
Yeah.
He's being brought out of retirement.
Yeah, he is.
Steven Spielberg is currently
in a sand bunker in Pebble Beach.
Just composing, bored. No, Spielberg is currently working on a new sci-fi tentpole for Universal Studios.
Of course.
Written by David Koepp, who wrote Jurassic Park. Stars Emily Blunt and Colin Firth. Doesn't come out until next June. Don't know much about the plot. All I know is that John Williams has been coaxed out of retirement.
I saw this video of two young punks like playing the Star Wars music outside of his house, and he like stuck his head out and gave him a thumbs up.
That's fantastic. Maybe that's why he's coming out of retirement.
Maybe his children brought him out.
That's amazing.
Happy 53rd birthday to the wonderful Gabrielle Union.
Oh, very nice. The only scary movie I can think of with her is Bad Boys 2.
Yep.
It's pretty terrifying.
And that's all I got.
That's fine. That's all right.
That's not that much fun. Last week's was much better.
We had a lot of good birthdays last week.
Sorry, Winona.
That's right. I love that scene in Zoolander where they're at the club and they just keep going into increasingly smaller VIP rooms until the final one is just you in a room with Winona Ryder and you get to hang out with her.
This is where I fade because I've never seen Zoolander.
Ah, it's okay. You got time.
No, I'm going to get a hit for that, I'm sure.
That's fine. Have you seen Stranger Things at least?
Yeah.
Excited for the series finale coming up?
Series finale is up. Yeah,
because they just announced our next headline. They confirmed that Stranger Things season finale will be released in over 350 cinemas across the U.S. and Canada, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So the 2-day event will hold its first session to 8 p.m. Anyways, more details
that's
on their website.
That's cool.
I
awesome.
Like that. We saw Game of Thrones season finale. Season finale on the big screen years ago, and it was well worth it.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then last but not least for movie news headlines, you know who the queen of horror movies is?
Kirstie Alley.
Close. Nancy Myers.
Okay, yes, that's right.
The Scream. The one who made all those horrible rom-coms. I'm making a joke. Anyways, Nancy Myers is coming back to direct she directed What Women Want, Something's Gotta Give, you know, that kind of, The Intern was her last movie 10 years ago. That kind of garbage.
Okay.
She's coming back with a new movie, no details on cast or crew or anything like that. The only thing that's coming out is that she's gunning for a $130 million budget.
Okay.
For a
what
rom-com,
is happening?
Right?
Yeah. That must be just to get Adam Sandler to come back.
It probably is, yeah. I guess so. That was the only thing I wanted to mention about that, was that how much, like, you could make 10 romantic comedies for that amount of 100%. Money. So anyways, you want some spooky movies?
I want some spooky movies.
Check out Nancy Myers. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And it's Vinny.
It's about 9:30.
And it's Wednesday.
And it's Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
It looks nice out there. Get outside, go for a walk, get a nice Java.
Yeah.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. And
one of those tarts, I guess.
Get those lemon meringue
tarts. They're gone.
They're delicious, yeah.
They're probably already gone. What are we taking?
Maybe. We'll see. We got another half hour left in the show, and then afterwards we'll boogie on over to Old Farm and see what they got.
Deal.
In the meantime, though, we're going to get back to the tunes. Here's a good one from Canada's own Bloodshot Bill. This one's called Everybody Was Dead. Right here.
On CFRC.
Satan.
Let me go!
17 years ago, he was the savior of an innocent girl. Now, that priest is Satan's deadliest weapon.
He is inside with us!
William Peter Blatty's The Exorcist 3. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
We'll be right back. deep space, the seed is planted. Terror grows. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Certificate X. Now showing London Pavilion, Classic Oxford Street.
I can't. There's a wall.
Touche. There's some sort of chud coming out of the wall. Do you think there are chuds underneath CFRC studios?
There's only. What do you think the C stands for?
It stands for chuds. That's right. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And it's the Chud Thrill.
Welcome back to Chud FRC Radio right here in your station, the Rocks the Nation. We're from Kingston, Ontario, if you're just tuning in. And Kingston is an old city. There's a lot of like catacombs and old sewers. I bet we got some chuds.
An underground tunnel for everything.
That's right. For the chuds.
For all the chuds.
For all the chuds. Look, we just heard from Wolf Parade with It's a Curse in that last set. Not too shabby. Vinny, you look very cool.
I look pretty cool.
We had The Flesh Tones with Return to the Haunted House. Also in that set, we heard from Rocky Erickson with I Think of Demons. We opened it up with The Revelos with Jack the Ripper and Bloodshot Bill with Everybody Was Dead. What's going on?
I recently watched, going back quickly to TV before we depart for the week.
Indubitably.
I watched the Frankenstein Chronicles series.
What's that?
On Amazon Prime.
Really?
With Sean Bean.
Sean Bean!
And I've got breaking news I don't even know if I recommend to watch it.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting show series.
What's it about? Is it like Frankenstein, like a retelling of the classic story?
It's an interesting, how it meets Jack the Ripper, meets like, it's an interesting story. It's very cool.
Nice. And with Sean
Bean.
He
dies.
Oh, no, I was going to ask.
But does he? Or maybe he doesn't die.
I mean, Boromir lives on within all of us. So you recommend?
I do recommend that. It's nice. Tis the season, and I was able to enjoy that recently.
Wonderful. Well, tis the season. That's right. Halloween is coming up just at the end of the week. So in summation, what did we learn today?
Not to eat too much candy. I have a headache. I think I'm going to get sick.
Excellent. Good. We also learned that it might rain on Halloween. So that just means...
It better not.
I mean, if it does a little bit, that's good, because then the diehard kids will get more candy is what we find.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There'll be less kids out there. So
you say we, Jeff. Why are you part of the kids?
Because I take my nieces and I pretend that they're mine. And then I get
extra
candy.
I'm playing old man.
And then, you go up to their door with a pillowcase and say, oh, my kid's in the van. There's 12 of them. They're all too shy. We need you to give us candy. Also, we learned today that Clown in a Cornfield is well worth a watch.
Did we? Did we really?
Yeah, okay. We did.
Clown in a Cornfield. And that was who?
Burt Reynolds' son.
That's right.
Yeah, who directed Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Okay.
It's also a great movie. We also learned that there is a ticket giveaway going on over at the... what's the Instagram there?
It's the Halloween hotel.
Yeah, the Hotel Halloween at Wolf Island.
On Wolf Island. I just keep it between Wolf Island and...
Howe Island.
Amherst Island. There's so many islands.
There's almost like there's 1,000 of them.
But what is the Instagram? I always forget, and I didn't have it
for me. Salt Lick and Rapture.
You've got it.
If you go to Salt Lick and Rapture, or if you go to CFRC and find Salt Lick and Rapture's page, go to their Instagram, fill out your form.
Go to it.
Enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Halloween at the hotel on the 31st.
That'd be fun. I want to go on the graveyard walk.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I want to do one.
You're going to do it.
Who wants to go?
Let's go. Hands up. Hands in the air, everyone. It's a little bit before 10 o'clock. We got The Mood with May coming up next.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
Keep it locked and ready to rock.
I'm just going
to
hang out here with May.
You could do it. You got a lot more Halloween candy to eat.
Yeah, but I
got to
go to work.
That's all right. Skip it. You got candy and mayhem. It's fine.
Blue Jays to watch. Go Jays go. We got game 5 tonight.
Yeah.
From Los Angeles. And then Friday night, we could bring home a World Series championship. And we could Rocktober this. And it would be actually pretty memorable. Think about that.
So we need to call upon the spirit of the Great Pumpkin to get us that win.
That's right. They could do that. They could turn the dome into a pumpkin.
It'd be fantastic.
That would be cool.
Absolutely. And then we also learned one last shout out to Rogue Rising and their lead singer, Rowan Picard, new single. And then they're off to bigger and brighter things.
That's
in
right.
TO. Yeah.
Yes.
So
awesome.
Good stuff. So keep it locked and ready to rock. We're going to play ourselves out with a brand new one from Goldie Boutillier with Favorite Fear. And then after that, we're going to hear from SSQ from the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack with Tonight We'll Make Love Until We Die.
And you are my least favorite fear.
Thank you.
That's a compliment, right?
It's mostly the smell. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And my name's Vinny. I will not be back next week or probably ever again.
Well,
so
we'll catch you in another couple of years. Thanks for coming on, Vinny.
Thanks for having me again. Your two-episode
residency year.
I'll be back. Rent is due. I got to leave.
Wonderful. We'll catch you guys another time.
See you later.
Happy Halloween.
Friday the 13th, part 3 in Super 3D. The all-new 3D. Unbelievably clear, incredibly realistic, terrifyingly sharp. Friday the 13th, part 3 in Super 3D. A new dimension in terror that has to be experienced to be believed. Friday the 13th, part 3 in Super 3D. From Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Rage feels ashamed to live and it's falling. I was beautiful then and I'm beautiful now. Still have them in my back pocket. Renovation plan, sex with your best friend. The coffee's burnt, your mom's calling. Wanted a geisha wife, but I'm a Swiss Army knife. My angels are always.
Leonard Cohen poems about dying alone. Cheap perfume as you coughing. Schedules, deadlines, bills are falling behind. Screaming into your pillow, I'm laughing. Waiting like a stone in your guest room alone. He thinks no one's home, he starts crying. My body aches and the chain breaks until the tragedy flows. I'm
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm